Lunara finished healing the last of the injured human refugees. She had been hard at work for nearly 2 days mending the many wounds they had received when their town was attacked. Holdergoz steadied her when she swooned from the exertion, and though she could have stood on her own, she welcomed his support. He guided her to a chair within the makeshift infirmary and was quick to offer her a drink of mountain spring water, which she took thankfully. Though she used the energy within her staff to heal, her mind was thoroughly spent. She had spent countless hours in deep concentration, mending bone and reconnecting muscle, and the work had taken its toll. Seeing this, Holdergoz offered to take her back to her room.
"I appreciate the offer, but I would remain here. I may be needed," she said softly, as she was hit with another dizzy spell.
"At least take a cot and get some sleep. We got a long road before us to your lands," insisted Holdergoz, as he led her to a cot and covered her with blankets.
"You are coming with us, then?"
she asked brightly.
"Course I be. Me place is by me king, and I would see you and Taran to Elendrindelia safely."
She smiled at that, and closed her eyes to much-needed sleep. Holdergoz watched her and looked out over the dozens of people she had healed. He was awed by her healing power, a power that had saved his very life. And though he was a strong dwarven warrior, made stronger still by her very hands, he was humbled by her ability to reverse sickness and injury and steal from death its helpless victims. Not only did he marvel at her skill, but also her beauty. He had never seen one who shone so with such radiating inner light. Her energy was that of a child, and she was filled with the wonder and awe of life usually beaten out of people by tragedy and age. Perhaps it was because she was young for an elf, young by all standards. Looking upon her, Holdergoz was reminded of the beauty of life. He was reminded that miracles did exist, and where there was darkness, there too was blinding light. She had saved him from the clutches of death, had given him a second chance at life. He would be forever grateful and always in her debt and at her service.
"Aye, Holdergoz, come share a drink. We have much to speak of."
He was jolted from his reverie by his king's hushed voice. Holdergoz felt his face flush from the knowing look he got from Roakor. He got up and followed the king to the common room that was part of the humans' quarters. Two large high-backed chairs had been set beside the large fireplace, and between them sat a small table and a bottle of black rum. They sat, and Holdergoz rubbed his hands together near the fire, waiting to hear Roakor's reprimand. None came. Roakor poured 2 glasses of rum, and together they cheered Kai Dren and tossed the drinks back. Roakor poured himself and Holdergoz another, and sat back to smoke his pipe and sip from his glass.
"I be gladdened that you'll be coming with us, Holdergoz. It ain't the same out there without a good dwarf at your side, I say."
Holdergoz took the compliment with a smile and lit his own pipe.
"It's going to be a dangerous road, it is."
Roakor sniffed at the air and looked at his friend's pipe.
"What's that ye be smoking, eh? That be no Sheridan leaf."
"Nah, it ain't," Holdergoz confirmed. "It be from the refugees you done saved from the shite-eating draggard. Their main crop it is, and it's got a smoothness to rival the best."
Roakor quickly tapped out the cherry from his pipe and offered it to Holdergoz with a lick of his lips.
"Pack her full."
Holdergoz filled his king's pipe and handed it back. Roakor puffed up the fire slow and steady. His cheeks bulged, and he blew out a swirling silver ring.
"Nazid!"
"Yes, me king,"
she said just as loudly, clearly annoyed at being shouted at, though she was sitting 3 feet away.
"See to it that a small barrel of this weed finds its way to Silverwind's saddlebags. In return, give the humans a few pints of me 20-year-old Elgarian sweet rum."
Nazed wrote swiftly and sent a dwarf off with the request. Holdergoz blew a ring of his own and wore it like a halo for a long moment.
"Think they got any weed of their own there, them elves?"
"Bah,"
answered Roakor.
"You'll never catch me smoking no elf weed. Who knows what them folk do to it? Probably have magic farts for a week."
Holdergoz coughed his last toke and choked with laughter.
"Rainbow farts!"
laughed Roakor, and Nazed joined in the mirth. Then Nazed suddenly farted and gave an embarrassed "Oh!" The squeak of a toot sent the two dwarves falling to the floor in convulsion.
"Magic farts!"